Welcome, dear friends. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Finally, it's working. Holy crap. That was an insane 45 minutes of technical issues. My special thanks to TJ Reisner of the Zenith Players for helping us out. But welcome to Shakespeare's Coffee Break. I'm your friendly neighborhood Shakespeare, and I'm on my coffee break, although it's gone so long now, I'm probably back at work. But I hope that my sound issues, my cousin Matt, will be able to let me know if it is working well, and I will share this back over to the regular Facebook page as well. So I'm on my personal page right now, so I do hope all of you are able to watch and enjoy. But today is a very wonderful special day. One of my dearest friends in the Renaissance world is going to be joining me here on the show in just a few moments, and he is a gentleman who can speak so many languages and sing in even more of them. He is a man who actually went to rabbinical school. He is a man who probably did not belong in rabbinical school. Lords and ladies, as he makes his video feed live, please welcome to the show, the Foxy Bard. And next to him is the better half, possibly the more talented half. Who knows? This is Twig. Big round of applause for Twig. Hooray! And together they make up the wonderful Renaissance Fair band, Drunk and Disorderly, which sometimes is just the two of them, sometimes is 17 of them. Who knows?
Aye, it'd be true. We're competing with the True Vairs.
Yeah.
As far as number of people that I can pull up onto a stage and go do something.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for joining us here on the show here today, Foxy. Do you still got? I can't call you Creepy anymore. I got to call you Foxy as your new.
Indeed, it is now Foxy.
Foxy.
I suspect that on rare occasions it might still be Creepy if I'm doing a specific gig that is specifically geared toward that specific sort of thing.
You might need to change up your raiment for that, just so that. You are obviously the Creepy.
I believe that will have to be done.
Maybe.
And I will have a different raiment for that when I do that, because I like this raiment. I like blue and green.
It looks great. Yeah. Well, just in honor.
So Foxy will continue to have blue and green.
In honor of you and your amazing hats that you get to wear, and also your singing in many languages, I have also brought a hat for today. Yeah. I have decided to be very. How you say French? Honoring Jean-Luc Picard from this season's Star Trek Picard, when he wasn't just French, he was ultra French for an episode.
we haven't seen Picard yet.
It's interesting.
For like the last week, we spent an inordinate amount of time binge watching like the sixth and seventh season of Next Generation.
Oh, as you should. Season six, I would say, and since you just watched it, it's been years since I've done it. But season six, as I recall, was an overall better season than season seven. But holy smokes, season seven had some great moments. And that finale, you can't beat it.
The finale was weird. Great. Especially since she had not seen the first episode yet.
Oh my goodness gracious.
So she saw the pilot episode after she had watched the...
That is one of the most boring 2 hours of your life you will ever spend, Twig. Yes, to watch Encounter at Farpoint, parts one and two. It's not like you're going to be wanting to like slit your wrists or anything. You're just going to be like, is it done? Is it over?
Yeah, it goes on forever.
It does. Oh, so you have now watched it. You have now watched it, though.
I have.
Encounter at Farpoint.
I watched the whole thing, so... You know,
knock
that one off the bucket list.
Yeah, all right, good. And now you have to watch Deep Space Nine.
Indeed.
Which, according to many people, is the best of all the series.
Really?
Oh, yeah, especially once you get into about halfway through season three.
Mm.
Yes, and then it becomes a serialized show. And it was the first of the Star Treks to do that, and then Voyager did not do that. Enterprise kind of did. Enterprise was a big disappointment.
Never saw that
people.
One. I think I saw like one episode of that one.
I'm considering watching it. Yes. I did not realize that this was going here, but hey, I wore this today.
Indeed. You are French with the chevron up there.
Yeah, and the Delta. Yeah.
And so I think it'd be appropriate.
All right. So, Foxy Bard and Twig, are you the Foxy Lady? Like, are you going to go around with fox ears? Very Jimi Hendrix style. Foxy Lady.
I'm trying to figure out how to incorporate ears where it works with the hat.
I'm going to slightly not be wearing ears.
All right.
I don't think that a fox theme really fits me.
All right. You're Twig. Are you just going to put, like, leaves on you and bark?
Yeah.
Start morphing eventually into an ent.
It'd be true.
I'm okay with being an ent.
All right. Hroom.
That totally works. Side note, I will say that if you look onto my page in Facebook, a very dear friend of mine, you know Julianne Burns, lovely lass who makes chainmail and such. So she is also a furry artist in her spare time. And upon becoming the Foxy Bard, she decided to make a depiction of me very much in the style of Disney's Robin Hood.
I can see that.
And I just have, it's a milestone in my career that people are making furry art of me, really.
Yeah, well, there you have it. I don't believe I've ever been transfigured into an animal. Although, unlike the Disney Robin Hood, I do hope that the furry version of you will wear pants.
Well, the picture was from the waist up, so I don't know. We'll have to find out later. Someone else, some other furry artist, which I'm sure there are many amongst our respective demographics.
Yes.
Probably a few. Someone will have to do a full body shot of the fox version of me and the fox version of Twig and decide whether or not either of us wear pants.
Well, the thing is, if they do the fox version of Twig, Twig also happens, I'm assuming you're still doing it, from your previous life as Squishy. You wear skirts more than a little bit. And the Maid Marian fox, who was a vixen, if I recall my credits indeed correctly, she was always wearing a dress, so it didn't really matter in her case. But Rob there, he was being indecent, just like Donald Duck.
It is true, as was Little John.
Yeah.
Just Robin Hood and Little John pants us in the forest.
Oh, de lade, oh, de lade, oh, de lade.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Wonderful. Well,
I'm going to need a swig of this after that one.
Well, that is very obviously water. That's just water, Lord and ladies, that they're drinking.
That is kosher Passover water.
It's kosher Passover water.
Kosher for Passover water.
There you have it.
Because it is cane sugar based.
Now, do you have, because you are wearing your beautiful instrument right there. Is that a large mandolin or is that a guitar?
It's a bouzouki. It was originally a Greek instrument and it started off in Greece, made its way around the Mediterranean and up to the North Sea, and everywhere they played with her differently, much like your mother. Not your mother specifically, but someone's mother. So it has Greek tuning, it has a Sicilian tuning, it has a Spanish tuning, and this is the Irish tuning, which is simpler for me.
Oh, very good then. And will you delight our people with some music? Because if music be the food of love, play on.
Oh, I think so. Let me think. Which would you like to hear first? Would you rather hear a song in English about not being dead or a song in German about being dead from plague?
They both sound weirdly appropriate for the current moment. So,
yeah, I know.
Flipping the coin in my head, I will say the song in English about not being dead.
English about not being dead. Ready?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm gonna give you big grudges, your pushes and your shovers, your scurrying, your worrying, I'm gonna have some fun, hey! I was born very young, I grew up in the cradle. Chances are that when I die, it'll be of something fatal. So if you see me running, keep up by my side. Our hurricanes are coming, there ain't no place to hide. Get your own life, this one's mine. Shut it, wear. Sun don't shine, I'm good. You pickers, your pushers, and your shoppers. You're scurrying, you're worrying. I'm gonna have some fun. Oh, give it over, take a break, and shut your hole. You're causing my heart to break through all you saints and sinners. You losers and you winners. Just one more game. Hey. All the snoozing and the boozing will catch up with you, they say. So I quit just like they said. Stopped everything that's bad. Twas the worst 20 minutes that we ever had. It's not the comeback carries you up. It's a coffin. They carry you up in. I'm done with all the stitching, the balling and the pitching, the striving, the conniving. I'm ready for the pop. So give it over, take the pick and touch your hold. You're causing my heart to rate to all you sinks and sinners, users and your winners. Just one more day of roses. Hey! Work like you don't need money. Tell no how much things cost. And act like no one's watching as often as you can. When you're drinking like you're a true good Irishman, and every day like it's your last. Going by way too fast. You lingers and your looms, your bankers and the phones, you liars, you pariahs, if you eat the bloody lot. So get over to the big picture, your hole. You cause me my heart to hate you, all you tricks and sinners. Losers and you winners, just one more day about the roses. Just one more day about the roses. Here's to one more day about the roses. One, two, hey, say the idea.
Too much fork for one hand. Yes, oh my goodness. They are Twig and the Foxy Bard. They are drunk and disorderly. So,
there's a long night yet ahead of us.
Oh, yeah.
Tonight is the second night of Passover, which means four more cups of wine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very, at least, seriously.
At least. I
mean, and that's just if you're doing it casually.
Aye, indeed. If you want to be Mahadrin and Mahadrin, then you have to really go the extra mile. Do at least eight. make sure you're following all of the opinions. You really got to go with at least 16.
You really do. Oh my dear God! So I'm looking out my window right now. It's right in front of me, and because you know, A, upstate New York, and B, because it's the corona apocalypse, it's right. Snowing.
Yeah, that's right. So right now we are in eastern Pennsylvania. It is like 70-some degrees outside.
Kind of weather where it's like, I'm going to be super nice before I'm apocalyptic.
Right, it's like there's like that breeze, that like wind that's like, rain is on its way. Maybe. Well, it might be hail. I don't know.
Yeah, well, you've done the Philadelphia Renaissance Fair with me.
Oh, God, yeah.
For several years, and it always happens in the first 2 weekends of May, and the 1 year it snowed. So, and then last year,
it didn't snow at the...
Yes, it did. Yes, it did.
It hailed at the Pocono Renaissance Fair.
Yes, it hailed there, and it snowed 2 years ago, I want to say, at Philadelphia. But then also, I was doing a show years ago at the Mayfair on the Green, which is in Holland Patton, New York. That's near Utica. And it was the weekend before Memorial Day. All right, very important. Weekend before Memorial Day. Saturday, 70 degrees. Sunday started around 60, and it was sunny. And then it continually and progressively got colder and colder, and the temperature dropped. And then by 1 o'clock, it began snowing. And then it started to lay. And so we ended the fair about 1:45 because no one was dressed for snow.
Different kind of fair, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're like, hey, welcome. And we're trying to be as historically accurate as possible and bringing you the mini Ice Age.
Indeed. Indeed, we're just having a wee bit of, you know, just Christmas in May. Everybody starts in Ryu Chew and bring us in good ale, and we're fine.
There you have it. There you have it. Now, do you have any good Passover songs that you could sing for us?
Passover songs.
Even if it's from Fiddler on the Roof, just some sunrise, sunset. I don't know.
No, that's a Habella song. All right, Passover songs. I wasn't expecting.
Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. We have lost Foxy Bard here for just a moment. Oh, he is back. He's back. He's back. Foxy Bard is back. Either I or you cut out. I don't know. Right. One of us did. But you, it doesn't have to be a Passover song. Sing a song that you want to sing.
All right. So I think I'm going to do the one about plague.
Let's do that.
It's definitely not a Passover song.
It is not. This is a song, Der Griech tod mit seinem Pfeil, the grim death with his arrow, because arrows are a metaphor for plague in the Middle Ages, because Saint Sebastian and the arrow sticking out of Saint Sebastian all over the place, because this patron saint of... It's plague metaphorically, though. I promise. Just look up your medieval Catholic symbology and you'll see.
I don't know any of that.
Oh, neither do I. I went to Yeshiva. So here we go. Capo 3. A song about the Black Death. Thanks. Bye. Bye. Mit seinen Pfeil und nach den lieben Zielen. Sein Morgen schießt ab den Pfeil und lässt nicht mit zu spielen. Was mir schwingt, wird auch ihm kind. Kein Fleisch mag ihn mehr fehlen, kein Gott noch Schatz findet bei ihm Platz. Muss mit dem von hinnehmen. Kein Mensch auf der Welt uns sagen kann, wann wir von hinnen müssen. Wann kommt der Teufel die Hand? Muss man ihm abschließen, denn in dem Wald, in dem Wald, wird uns der Fall jemand scheuen. Der ist der Gestab, nicht der Baldar. Und hört ihn an den Reihen. Vielleicht ist für die letzten Tage, wenn du noch hast zu lieben. Träumen schwer, doch nicht, was ich sage, nach Drogen sonst zu streben. Wie mancher Mann wird es im Band. Doch für viele Jahre, du musst doch ein, weil Sonne scheint. Zerreden und dieses Liedlein hat gemacht, von neuem hat gesungen. Er hat gerade auf den Tod gebracht und legt sich mit dem Grunden. Wie geht's ihm wohl? Es tut ihm wohl. Die Hände ist verloren. Sieh auf dein Sach, du musst danach. Es sei heute der Morgen. Thank you.
Bravo, bravo. Music be the food of love. Play on. Lords and ladies, we're basically at the end of our coffee break because we're near the end of the working day for how this show got delayed here today. Foxy, Bard, and Twig, do you have places that you would like people to go and follow you?
Well, we've got Facebook. We've got the Foxy Bard on Facebook. Facebook.com/TheFoxyBard. We've also got Drunk and Disorderly. Facebook.com/IsItDrunkAndDisorderly.
Band. I think it's Drunk and Disorderly Band. I think that's what you have.
Drunk and Disorderly Music. Yes, you will find us that way, but it is Drunk and Disorderly Music.
Drunk and Disorderly Music, very good. Thank you, Twig.
And you can also find us on the Patreon. And if you become a patron on the Patreon for the low, low price of money, you can get access to a bunch of videos because, you see, we were going to be at the Florida Renaissance Fair, and we went all the way down to Florida. We were 2 hours away from Deerfield Beach when they gave us the news that Florida Renaissance Fair was cancelled. But that being said, we did take videos all the way down and all the way up, and those videos will be available on the Patreon.
So fantastic.
You can find us in your bedroom.
Aye.
But probably 6 feet apart because social distancing.
Indeed.
Yeah, at least 6 feet apart, yes. Oh, goodness gracious. And also, lords and ladies, you can find the Foxy Bard over on our production of Twelfth Night and the Three Bears, live and online. He essayed the role of the pirate and sang the wonderful song, The Legend of Cesario. The lyrics written by me, music by, I think, Alan Menken, and the arrangements by him. So, absolutely wonderful. They are two of the most brilliant people I know, and that's saying a lot because I know a lot of brilliant people. But friends, thank you so very much. I love you. And friends, thank you very much for joining us here on Shakespeare's Coffee Break. Make sure, again, you do go support Drunk and Disorderly, the Foxy Bard, over at the Patreon. The Patreon link is here in the show notes. And if you enjoyed my show half as much as I enjoyed making it for you here today, well, then I obviously enjoyed it twice as much as you did. And that's called math. Now, whatever you feel the show was worth, a 1, a 5, a 10, for a 50, you can be in my next show. Yes, Romeo and Juliet, the Flying Implement of Doom edition, is going to be coming to you live on Shakespeare's birthday, April 23rd, on Facebook and YouTube. And $50, pay for play, gets you a part in the show with our professional actors, because we are working on keeping live theater alive, me and the social distancing players. So please do come and join us for that. But also, if you just like to buy me a cup of coffee, you can by going to ko-fi.com/Shakespeare. That's ko-fi.com/Shakespeare. Things start at $3 because that's the price of a cup of coffee nowadays. And for $20, I'll write you your own sonnet. And if you'd like to become an ongoing supporter of the show, go to my Patreon, patreon.com/Shakespeare. Friends, this is the holiday episode for us. I do hope that you have a very happy and blessed Passover. Good Pesach to all of you. And for those of you celebrating Easter, yep. Happy Easter to all of you. May it be blessed and happy. Good Yostra, and thank you for watching. I love you. You love me. There's mutual glorious affection. Remember, we're all in this together, but at a minimum of 6 feet apart at all times. Thanks very much. For those of you listening to the podcast version of this tomorrow, they just separated on screen. It was hilarious. But thanks very much, my friends. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye now.